Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Welcome back. It's another edition of the College to Pro Players Platform Show. But today we're joined with another kid that we want to bring you up to date on. It's Southern Connecticut's Kamal McGarish. Kamal, welcome to the show. We appreciate you taking some time. We talked a little bit earlier today, and we know you're talking about some combine invites, but an invite to the Gridiron Classic out in Las Vegas. An exciting time. But before we get into all that, thanks again for coming on, and how's your holidays?
Thank you both for having me on the show. I very much appreciate it. My holidays was good, bro. Spent the time with the family up in New York, just hanging out. I haven't been home much ever since the season and everything, so it was real nice. How was your holiday?
My holiday was great. The kids kind of enjoyed it, and, you know, as long as they're happy, I'm happy, and truly blessed. Everything's a blessing. Every day you wake up, I think, is a day that you win. So, we're talking today, so today's another winning day. You're definitely one of those guys who, you're going to have to make your way. You're not going to be a guy on every single hit list, but you're hungry. I know you're talented. And I'm curious, I mean, when you go, I know you spent some time at Dean College before you went to Southern Connecticut. I know you got that track background. Talk a little bit about how you ended up at Southern Connecticut, because that's a good school. I think you guys had about like 10 straight winning seasons. It's a tradition-rich school. So talk a little bit about how you kind of got there and, you know, how you ended up at that defensive back position.
Well, it's been a long time. It's a long journey for me. I've bounced around from school to school at time ever since I left high school. Basically because, my mother, we moved from house to house every 2 years. So I wasn't really a steady kid in each high school I've been to. So, you know, I had to go to, it's kind of like forced me to a junior college. Where that's how I ended up at Dean. And when I got to Dean, I feel like that was a very, very, very good experience, very learning experience for me. We won two conference championships at Dean and got invited to two bowl games, two consecutive bowl games. We lost in two bowl games, which was saddening. But I've created like a family at Dean with all the football players and everything there. You know, we all still keep in contact, which is great. From one of the practices, the coach Cav and all, my head coach at Southern Connecticut State, came and he just liked my physicalness, liked my hardworking, big corner guy. You know, I used to play receiver in high school, but I'm just an athlete, I guess. So they just switched me over to a corner position, and I just adapted.
Nice, and that cover. I mean, and I love the 6'1", close to 200 pounds. In today's NFL, I mean, for anyone watching the Alamo Bowl last night, you see a guy like Michael Floyd. He's big, he's physical. He goes up on the 5'8" FSU defensive back, and he snags the ball. I just think that kind of gives some more credit, or I guess more value, in a guy like yourself and any other of these tall defensive backs that are heading into this upcoming draft classes, that you are physical. And, you know, I was talking with a couple guys earlier today, and they were kind of shocked. They almost were like, are those legit, when we're talking about your test results coming out from Southern Connecticut? I mean, 26 reps at 225, a bench max of 400. Those 40s, 441 or 445, I mean, are those legit numbers, my man?
Yes, those are very legit numbers. I have always been a shocker to people, to tell you the truth. Right now, I really feel that I could run the 4.38, 4.39, you know, break that barrier. But all throughout my career, I have been a shocker to people because, you know, I come from a family where my father, he's Libyan, my mother, she's Trinidadian. So I was really never, I never got introduced to American sports until I was like a sophomore in high school. So, like, I can understand why I've been under the radar. But, you know, and speed-wise, I've always been hungry. I remember when I was younger, one of my coaches just told me speed kills. And I was just watching the guy that we was playing against, and he was just running around, you know, just running all over us. So I just had to get some speed, and it was in me, you know, so I just had to get it out of me.
Oh, definitely. And the speed we're talking about, he is also a track man. He runs the 100, 200 meters. He's also a long jump fellow as well. Once again, Kamal McGarish joining us here on the College to Pro Players Platform Show. This is Second Team Northeast Conference. Track background, big defensive back. You're talking 6 feet, running 4.4, 4.1, maybe even 4.38. That's great numbers. And like I said, you're the kind of guy that I love having on the show, and I love following through this process because, you're under that radar, but it's nothing. You're just a blip on that screen, and when that starts to pick up and people really start to take notice of what kind of talent you are, it's so fun to look back and say, you know what, look, we have this kid here, and we believe in him. I'm curious as well. I mean, I ask every guy that comes on the show, Kamal, that if we put you in an NFL uniform right now, your style of play, who are you going to remind us of the most? I mean, if we didn't know that was you in that NFL uniform, who are you going to resemble the most with your style of play?
You know, if you didn't know if it was me, which, you know, I feel like you put me in an NFL uniform, you would know this is me. But I feel like, you know, the closest person I could think about right now is it's a Charles Woodson type. And the reason I say that is because, now, Charles Woodson is a great corner, don't get me wrong, and I'm soon to be a great corner. But he's just very, you put him any position and he can make the best out of it. You know, I feel like that's the type of person I am, you know, a very, you know, patient guy, but when it comes to the time of attack, I can jump on, you know, and that's the type of guy he is, you know, surprising, you know.
Nice. And for you, I mean, sometimes guys, especially at a cornerback position, you get labeled as either a cover guy, but you can't tackle. Is there any specific part of your game that you think goes unnoticed? Something, you know, if scouts are breaking down game film of you, that it just, for some reason, it just goes overseen and you kind of maybe shake your head, you know, when you're thinking to yourself, like, why doesn't anybody notice this? I think I do it, you know, particularly well.
I have a knack to get the ball out sometimes. You know, of course, the first year I came, I was junior. I came into Southern Connecticut as a junior. I caused 3 forced fumbles as a junior, and that was just my first time at this program. I know it's a D2 program, but, like, you know, it's hard to get the ball out there, you know. And I caused 2 fumbles here, and I returned my senior year. I caused 2 fumbles. And I return one for a touchdown. So I think, like, stripping the ball and hitting the ball out is one thing that I feel like the people kind of miss. They think it's luck, but I don't think it's luck. I think it's just like a point of attack thing, you know. It's a weakness in the style of runners, you know, that I just
definitely. Oh, no, you're good. No, I definitely believe that. I remember the Seahawks in the late 80s. Mid-80s, I remember the Seattle Seahawks, their specialties was ferocious with guys like Kenny Eason. I remember they used to get turnovers all the time, and that was part of the coaching. It wasn't luck. It was something they did because they practiced at it. And I'm curious as well, I mean, you know, looking at your game and the things that you might not do well, the things you do well, I mean, what is something that, you know, if you're hearing from your coaches, your scouts, I mean, what are they liking about? What's the positives of a guy like, you know, if, you know, if teams are looking at a Kamal McGarrish? I mean, what are the benefits of taking a guy like yourself?
I'm very physical. Plus, I'm very patient. So that kind of equals it out, you know. I know when to be physical, and I know when to use my technique. And I think that is right there is very important to me. And basically, I can get into the trenches. I can get into the back, you know, the secondary. I can do everything, you know, in defensive-wise, I feel like I can do a lot.
Nice. And for you, I mean, you know, going to the different schools, I mean, has there been anyone on the football side of it or even family or friends on the non-football end that have kind of been very instrumental, somebody you can kind of lean on that have kind of been that rock for you as you've kind of been making, you know, your progress and your path towards the draft?
Thankfully, I have 2 people that I can call on. One is my mentor, Shamaya LeGrand. Me and him, we grew up ever since we was kids in New York City, you know, just backyard football. And he's just taught me everything, you know. We're the same age, too, so it was weird to me. He's just got a grown man's mentality. And he made it to the NFL, played for the Detroit Lions as a defensive tackle. And I'm a corner, so I remember, I never tell nobody this story, and I remember once when we were younger, I was a freshman. He was a junior. I got left back a couple of times. He beat me in a 100-meter dash, actually. He played linebacker in high school, so he beat me in a 100-meter dash. He beat me by, like, he was right in front of me. I'm not going to say he beat me by a lot. But, yeah, it was crazy. And he motivated me a lot. And my mother, she's on the non-football side. She basically gave me the hunger I need to have in this world, not in just football, you know. I can remember some days I worked so hard, and then the next day I want to take a day off, and she tell me the days that you want to take off are the days that you need to work out. So it's kind of like she's very inspirational to me, and she's a very, very positive role in my life, and that's my rock right there.
Definitely, and nobody better to have than moms in your corner. I'm curious, you talk about that backyard moment and you guys growing up. Who was that guy? I mean, I know you said you start, you know, playing more American sports as you got older, but, I mean, if you were playing backyard football growing up, was there a guy that you kind of emulated, a guy that you wanted to be? I mean, or even another position that, you know, man, this is the guy I want to be, you know, when I become a pro?
No, I'm not even trying to sound cliche or anything, and I'm not – I'm going to keep it real. I really didn't think about being anybody except for myself. I really just wanted to – I had a demeanor that I had myself that I wanted other people to feel and see. So I wasn't thinking about being anybody else besides me. And I want the thing was, I wanted people to think that, wow, he was going to be that guy. You know what I'm saying? Not he plays like that guy. That's how I felt when I was younger.
Excellent. Once again, Kamal McGarish joining us here on the College to Pro Players Platform Show. He was second team Northeast Conference, 42 tackles, 18 solos. He had two interceptions, one fumble recovery, and one of those interceptions and recoveries went for touchdowns, two touchdowns on the season. Big play guy with that track background. And like I said, if everyone is interested, just go to Blog Talk Radio. You can see his stats. I put those numbers up there because they kind of are awing a little bit. 225, 26 reps on the bench, 400 max squat of 500, and those beautiful 40 times. And anytime anyone at a scouts coaches see 4.4s, low 4.4s, especially at that defensive back position, is always going to draw something. And not to even doubt you on the academic side, he had a 3.1 GPA. He earned academic honor roll mention as well. And you can speak a couple languages, right?
Arabic.
Nice. And did you grow up with that, or is that something you learned going through school?
My father is Libyan, and he tell you the truth, he really didn't teach me. When I went to Libya for a couple times as a young kid, and even as like a 20, 19-year-old, I stayed there for a couple times. I'm a fast learner, so and when I'm interested in something, I really pick up on it, and I just learn, and that's basically it, you know.
I hear you. And, I mean, can you believe this? I mean, can you believe your time in college is kind of come and gone? Now this next level is kind of approaching, and I mean, did it go quick for you? Was it a blink of an eye, or was it something that you're kind of like, all right, you know, I had my fill of it, and now I'm ready to take that next step?
I really feel like I had my fill of it, and I'm ready to take this next step. I really feel that way. I really feel like it's time for me to just take another step in this world and accomplish some more things, I feel. So that's how I'm feeling right now.
Oh, definitely, and that's right around the corner. I mean, there's so much about to happen in these next few months. It's such a fun time. And once again, Kamal McGarish, Southern Connecticut Owls, joining us here on the show. Kamal, before we wrap things up, I always like to have some fun with the guest. I call it sweeping the corners, just to kind of get in the nooks and crannies to find out a little bit about you on the off-the-wall side. You ready to take a shot with some of those questions?
Yeah, let's go.
All right. Now, if you could take out any female celebrity to dinner, who would you like to take?
Oh. You know, I'll keep it any female celebrity. Well, I have a girlfriend right now, and I feel like she's a celebrity to me, so I'll just take my girlfriend out, and that would be it. I'll make her mad.
That's a good answer, though. She's a celebrity to me. A lot of guys have said they're girlfriends, but they never actually complimented it out like that. They just say they won't say anything because they have a girlfriend, but you made her the celebrity. Kudos to you. So that's something. Tell you what, on Valentine's Day, you're going to have to get this episode and just play it for her and say, hey, you know, there you go. I got this one for you. If you could be the lead singer of a boy band or a male runway model, which profession are you going to choose?
Now, with the boy band, could it be any year, any time of year?
Yeah, it's your call, man. Boy band, male runway model, any way you want it.
Okay, well, I'm a big, you know, I like the oldies, so I'm going to say Jackson 5, you know? I'm going to go out
there
and Jackson 5. Yeah.
That's nice call, man. I like a little kind of the history part of it. Nothing modern, going back a little bit. I appreciate that. And I'm curious as well, if you're on America's Got Talent and you couldn't showcase your great athletic skills, I mean, is there something you do as a hobby or something that you're interested in that we might not know about that you do particularly well?
I used to play the harmonica.
There you go.
Yeah, but I'm not that good at it. But, you know, it was just a little joking thing. I had a harmonica for about 2 weeks, and I lost it, so I don't know. If I stick with it, I'll probably be a real good. Actually, I'm good at chess. Chess.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I don't know if people watch me play chess, but I'm good at it.
Yeah, I think you'd probably be better off people watching you play defensive back at the next level. Yeah. And the final question, this is kind of a new one for the 2012 as we head into it. What kind of player are you now, and what kind of player can you become?
Right now, I would say I'm very – what type of player on the field? I'm very I would say I'm like a cat. You know, I stick my nose into places that can get me into trouble, but it always works out good for me, you know, like – I'm very, like, I'm an everywhere type of player, you know. And the player I want to be is just, you know, I feel like there's no limits to what I could do. So I'm just trying to be the greatest player that I could be, you know, which you know, in my aspects. And in people's eyes, too, but, you know, just speed-wise, strength-wise, I'm just trying to do everything, you know, just be all around, special teams, everything.
Definitely. I tell you what, Camille, I'm so glad that we got connected to this. There's certain guys, and I'm going to probably talk to over 350 guys as we build towards the draft. And this, early on, you're one of those guys that just kind of sparked some excitement. I love the intensity that you bring. I love the confidence you bring. And I tell you what, every time I get a guy like you on the show that has that type of confidence, 5 months from now, these guys are in camp or they're doing something special. And I'm telling you, that's what I love. That's why I love doing this in the business. That's why I love getting guys like you kind enough to come on the show and join us here on the College of Pro Players Platform Show, because I tell you what, that intensity, that work ethic, and then, like you said, you got the size and physical talents as well. It's very excited, and I tell you what, you got me excited. I want to go run some 40s myself.
You know, I want to say thank you, Bo, because people like you really help people like me, and people, you know, they have a couple guys on my team just like me, you know. And you just do a wonderful job in getting people out there. And it's a wonderful thing. People don't have the heart that you do to do what you like, you know, for the love of the game. I love that about you. It's nice.
Well, I appreciate that. And as always, we want to follow you as you make your path towards your draft and get you back on, keep you, you know, keep the folks out there listening and abreast on where you're going and how you're moving forward. And like I said, the door is open anytime, anything you want to share, any news you want to share, collegeofpros.com. We always got your back, and we'll get you going.
Okay, Bo. Thank you.
Yep. Happy New Year, my man.
Happy New Year.
Yep. Once again, that is Camille McGarrish, Southern Connecticut Owls, second team Northeast Conference. And like I said, I love the physical traits this young man brings. I love that intensity, that kind of intensity. And I'm telling you guys, I do enough shows, and people might laugh just saying the intensity, but I do enough of these shows, and you just kind of get a feel. You know what? This guy's the real deal, and I've done about 20 shows so far in the last month, and that's the first time I've gave the shout-out to be in that intensity, and I definitely like what he brings to the table. Besides his game film and everything else, people know, and he's a nice sleeper prospect. I hope you guys, all you listeners out there, especially you draft gurus who want to check in on this kid, Camille McGarrish, Southern Connecticut, definitely one you keep your eye on. Got that track background, that beautiful speed, and that's going to be a key to him moving forward in this draft class. I'm Bo Marchant. Happy New Year. As always, we appreciate you taking some time and listening to the show.
This has been a CollegeToPro.com exclusive.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.